I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for January 3rd, 2023 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Ms. Stowe is under the weather and excused this evening. There are six city councilmen present, therefore a quorum does exist for our meeting this evening. I welcome our guests. We're here to honor your son, and we have you high on the agenda, but we invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. The administration has no additions. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to set up a finance committee meeting regarding the potential of business owners reporting their tenants. We held that off until the new year for setting that up.
We'll add that as agenda item 11A. Any other additions from members of city council? Seeing none. Members of staff, any additions from operations? Mr. Having brain problems, I'm sorry.
Sanford.
Mr. Sanford?
I can start, Mayor. I have no additions to the agenda.
Chief?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Kevin?
No additions.
And Toby?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. No additions from staff. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item 4 is approval of the council meeting minutes from our last meeting on December 19th. You have had distributed at your council seats and emailed to you earlier in the day corrected notes. These are not revised for purposes of the meeting. They are revised for now or updated for your use now. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move passage of the meeting minutes from the council meeting of December 19th, 2022 as amended earlier today.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from December 19th as reissued. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item number 5. We are fortunate to have another All-State first team high schooler here tonight. We have a proclamation for him. Alex, if you can come on up. It's our tradition here to recognize All-State teams and members of first team All-State champions. I'd like to read this proclamation from the Office of the Mayor. Whereas Alex Casey is being celebrated as one of the most decorated players in Northview High School football program history. And whereas as a sophomore and first year starter, Alex was named second team All-NLL, second team All-District, and honorable mention All-State as a kicker. And whereas he continued to earn recognition as a junior, being named first team All-NLL, first team All-District, and first team All-State as a kicker. And whereas during his senior year, Alex has been named first team All-NLL, first team All-District, and first team All-State as a punter, in addition to earning academic All-NLL with a 3.5 cumulative grade point average. Now, therefore, I, Craig A. Stowe, Mayor, do hereby proclaim today, January 3rd, 2023, as Alex Casey Day in the city of Sylvania. Congratulations. Sylvania is known around the state for the quality of our young people. Athletics is an obvious one, but also academics and music and all sorts of activities where there's competition, like robotics now. But we are very proud of you, and thank you for, and your parents for taking the time to come in here. Why don't you introduce your folks?
My dad, Rob Casey, and my mom, Jenna Casey.
I thought you did a picture of all four of you. Alright, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.
Alright, we are now up to agenda item six. We have three straight items on the agenda, as we've had at many recent city council meetings that are street improvements and street committee issues. Agenda item six has to do with Altaro Drive. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received bids on December 20th, had four bidders on the project. You can see in the letter, we had two of those bidders that were very close. You know, I think, what, about $350 or so separated. The two low bidders on a $367,000 job, so. The estimate is over the engineer's estimate, about 8% over. This bidding climate is still a little hairy for non-engineering terms, we're trying to weave our way through it. This project did come in over the engineer's estimate. It is within the 10% that's required within the codes, who are able to still award the project. Because we had two trusted contractors that were so close together, we do think it's a representative bid of the work that needs to be done. And we would recommend moving forward. We'll obviously keep an eye on the capital improvement fund and see how this is going to impact that fund as we get towards the end of the year. But hopefully, you know, a project or two will come in a little bit lower, and we can make up that difference and kind of be just fine towards the end of the year. But Helms & Sons is a very good contractor. They've done a couple projects for us already, Main Street and Maplewood. They were also awarded the Haruna Monroe project just at the last meeting. So a very good contractor. We do recommend awarding the project, and it was included in the 2023 Capital Improvement Fund. We do plan to split those costs. We had planned originally to split the costs between that capital improvement fund, the sewer fund, and the water fund, because there are all three types of work being done on the project. So we ask for approval.
What is the time frame for this particular project, given the other much larger project at Haroon and Monroe Street? When would this be under construction?
I believe it was their intent to try to get in and get this one wrapped up before the Haroon Monroe project started up, and then do this one will probably set, and then they'll probably do the final asphalt and all that at the same time. So this one will come in and get done. It'll set for a little bit with the base course on it, and then we'll come in and get finished course.
Great. Thank you.
We do have proposed ordinance 1-2023 to accept this bid. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 1-2023, accepting the bid of Helms & Sons excavating and awarding the contract for the Altaro Drive Improvement Project the same, authorizing the expenditure for improvements in the amount of $367,185, appropriating funds therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number one, 2023, as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance one, 2023, is enacted as an emergency measure.
Mr. Mayor, just to excuse for one second, I apologize, is that all right?
Certainly.
I have a water spill on my keyboard and I need to go grab it.
You sure do.
I'm not leaving here at that, I apologize.
I think we can continue, Mr. Aller.
The next project, next item is the Haruna Monroe local lead agreement that we have with ODOT. As you know, we had to rebid that project because we weren't within the 10% that I mentioned earlier. And the low bidder on that project was Helms and Son Excavation. And they came in with a bid of $2,150,701. The anticipated construction cost at the time of the agreement with ODOT was a little over $1.3 million. So you can see we've got about a little over $800,000 difference in the cost there. We had made requests to ODOT some time ago asking for an increase in their maximum amount. This is a 90-10 project, but ODOT does put a cap on, excuse me, Federal Highway puts a cap on that 90%, how much that can be. That cap was originally almost $1.7 million, just $1.67 million. And that was the most that they were going to put towards the project. We went back to them again when we did the rebid, and we had a little more solid number as to what the project was actually going to cost, and asked them for additional funds. And they've agreed to provide an additional $375,000 towards the project. So rather than 1.67, they will be capped at $2,052,766. And this is an amendment to that agreement to accept the additional $375,000.
This project was part of the 2022 capital improvement budget?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor.
Finish with this additional funding, how does that finish up the capital improvement balance for last year?
I will leave that to the finance director.
We didn't have to ask for any additional funding, is that what you're asking?
That's right. At the previous meeting, we did not adjust any of those or ask for, we adjusted, we did not ask for any additional.
Correct.
So that means we were still within budget on the capital improvement fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Pratt?
I just wanted to make a comment. I appreciate Kevin, you and Joe and the team going back to ODOT and securing this incremental funds. Obviously, that's a very significant. It was already a great project, and when it came in over budget, I certainly appreciate it. I imagine other members of council would wholeheartedly agree. $375,000 incremental funding is a great way to start off the year.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have proposed ordinance 2, 2023, to approve this amendment with the $375,000 of additional funding. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 2, 2023, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an amendment number 1 to this city's local LET project agreement with the state of Ohio, Department of Transportation, and the city of Sarnia, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 2, 2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 2, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item A, this is for McCord Road resurfacing. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project was also previously authorized by council for grant funding applications. The total cost of this project is $890,338. While it's not official, the scoring mechanism through OPWC, the scores have been released, and we are within the list of projects that will be funded. So that's a $200,000 grant that we'll be receiving, and then we also have the additional ARPA, or excuse me, BIL funds that were available through the SDBG program of $500,000. So $890,000 project, we have about $700,000 of that covered through grant funds. This project, Fishbeck, has done other projects for us. They do very good work. What used to be Northwest Consultants, and many of those local people are actually doing the work on our projects. They do very good work. They're a large firm. And they have provided a proposal in the amount of $45,340 for the survey and design work on this project. This project was included in the capital improvement budget for this work, and we would recommend approval of moving forward.
Mr. Aller, it might be good to refresh council's memory why McCord Road, which is not in a bad condition right now, was micro-surfaced, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, why this project is the one that was selected.
Yeah, the funds that were available, it does have to meet, the roadways that you use that on do have to meet traffic volume, certain traffic volumes. They have to be ODOT eligible, ODOT funding eligible. That's typically your larger streets, your Monroe's, your Brent's, Erie, obviously in this case McCord. And so we have projects, have either completed projects or we have known upcoming projects for most of our other ODOT eligible roads. And so McCord was really one that we, that was kind of hanging out there. If it were a question of timing and coming in and saying, yes, I think we should do McCord Road, I probably wouldn't be asking for that from you. But $500,000 of free money from the federal government, didn't want to kind of just let that go by the wayside. So we are doing it a little earlier than it probably needs it. But, you know, the flip side is it'll be extended now for probably 20, 25 years in its life, and nobody will have to touch it in that time frame. So it's a good thing that the money's available, and I think it's a good thing that we're taking advantage of it.
Thank you. We have Ordinance 3, 2023. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 3, 2023 by title only, accepting the proposal of Fishbeck to provide professional surveying and engineering services for the McCord Road, Sylvania Avenue to Brent Road resurfacing project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $45,340. And I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 3, 2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 3, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Moving on to Agenda 9, Item 9. This is an annual resolution. This is per state law allowing the clerk of council to attend training sessions and seminars about public records law in elected officials' place. I still encourage you to be familiar with these. I'm not even sure the TMACOG is able to offer it this year because the Secretary of State office has changed how they're running their program. So this is appropriate. We will legally be covered, but you still should be personally responsible for knowing what the laws are about public records. So with that, Mr. Fry, we have Resolution 1, 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution 1-2022 and read by title only. A resolution designating the clerk of council as the mayor and city council's designee to attend training programs and seminars about the public records laws required by the Ohio Revised Code, Section 109.43. I move passage of Resolution Number 1, 2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution 1, 2023. As an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 1, 2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. That gets us through our action items on the agenda. We're down to agenda item 10, committee reports. Are there any committee reports to be made at this time? We do have added agenda item 11A to set a finance committee meeting. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was looking to set a finance committee meeting prior to our next meeting, if that works for everyone. You'll recall that late last year, we were asked, if I recall, Mrs. Brining, from the county auditor's office, is that correct?
This was actually the tax commissioner who brought it to our attention.
Okay. To make modifications to require incremental information so we know who's renting where for income tax purposes. So we held off till early this year. So I don't know how long this would take, Mr. Schroyer. Half an hour sufficient in your mind?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay. 7 p.m. on the 17th, because I know we're on the 7th, on Tuesday.
On the 17th.
It is the 17th, yeah.
Does that work?
Yes.
Okay.
What day?
It's Tuesday the 17th.
Okay. At what time?
7 p.m.
Okay.
Immediately prior to the council meeting. Okay, I'll make a motion to set a finance committee meeting for 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set finance committee meeting prior to our next council meeting at 7 p.m. in these council chambers on January 17th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is directed to post that meeting. With no further agenda items to cover, I want to remind you of the scheduled TEMACOG General Assembly meeting on Friday, January 20th. That is a morning meeting from 7:45 a.m. to 1:15. It's at the Hilton Garden Inn down in Perrysburg. And if you're interested in regional projects, whether it be road construction, water quality, or other regional cooperation, I encourage you to attend. You get to meet your peers at that meeting, which can be extremely valuable. Please let the clerk know if you'd like to attend, and we can make that reservation for you. It's not necessary that you attend the entire morning either. If there'll be an agenda ready, you can come to whatever part of it you find most interesting. I typically find the city caucus the most interesting part of the morning. That's usually pretty early on, where all the city representatives get together at one table and talk about common issues and how to address them. So if you can make it on your schedule, I encourage you to do so. With that, with no further items on the agenda, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Tuesday, January 17th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.